Richard, congratulations. Much needed, I suspect. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it was an absolutely vital game to win. It was could have gone either way for our season, I think, this one. And we'd performed so well, but hadn't got the rewards for it, that tonight we had to get something for the players' sake, for all the effort they put in. We had to get a win tonight. So I'm confident, they are confident. But there was a lot of nerves leading into this game because it was such a massive, massive game for us. And I think we thought possibly that the Northampton second half would be a turning point for us, but we had to prove it tonight to win the game. We made hard work of it, mind you, but I think our players were so happy, deliriously happy after the game. You could see the relief written all over their faces. So really is an absolutely crucial win for us.
Much was made in the week of the need to start well, and it was Irish that started well.
Yeah, we had a very poor first 20 minutes. Last 20 minutes of the first half, I thought we came back into it and we dominated that. And we had a good start for the first 20 minutes of the second half as well. But they deserve a pat on the back, but there's a lot of things to work on. We were so many times we were within striking distance of the Irish try line, and we just made such hard work, and we lacked that bit of composure. Maybe it's a bit of nerves, you know, and people snatching and making the wrong decisions, but we've got a lot of work to do when we get into that 22. And last year we weren't getting into the 22. This year, in every single game we've played, we've had so many situations inside the opposition 22. It's now about finishing them off, and we did finish four off today, but you know, we could have had another three or four tries today and should have done with the amount of pressure and the possession we had near their line.
Nonetheless, four tries are very welcome.
Yeah, well, it is. The players have worked hard on this attacking game, and you can see some of the flair that's coming through in the way they're handling the little pop passes and the balls out the back of the hand and little kicks through. So they're trying lots of different things, and you can see the hunger. For me, the really promising thing was after scoring three tries, everybody was running back and they wanted that fourth one, and that was the hunger. Now last year we were just content, we'd have been content just to win the game and be relieved. Now it's different, the mentality is different. They want to go on and score another try and another try. So we only scored six tries in the first seven games last year, and we've beaten that easily, and there's a real hunger to score, and that's the difference this year and last year. If you're scoring just one try a game, like we were last year, then you're always opening yourself up to a breakaway try. If you're scoring two, three, four tries, then it gives you a bigger cushion, as we've seen.
You scored eight in the last two now. I mean, how much confidence do you think, if any, the players took from that comeback at Northampton to take into?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. We had a little chat before the game and said that if a team lacked confidence at 37-3 against Northampton, that it would have gone horribly wrong. Players would have just heads would have gone down. But the mark for me of whether or not a team is confident is that even at 37-3 they thought, no, we are better than this, we're going to go back and score, and again there was a hunger to score one try, two tries, three tries, four tries. So that's a team that's got confidence. So I was reasonable, very happy after that game knowing that we had the confidence, but I could still sense coming into this one there was a few little jitters there, and we needed somebody to score for us to get on top and just settle a few nerves.